for tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Wednesday evening service of July the 6th, 1988, tape number 13. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the teacher of the evening.
It's a privilege to have Brother Tommy Cook to minister to us this evening. It's a privilege to have all of you here, to have you here to hear the word of the Lord as it's brought forth, that the Lord will open your understanding, that you will receive that word, and you'll be able to hide it in your heart, that you'll be able to stand in the day that it's needed and apply it to the areas of your life that Satan is trying in some way to buffet you or to cause a problem, or you can use it in behalf of others as the word of the Lord comes forth. And I appreciate Brother Tommy Cook as he comes to minister the word of the Lord, and then whatever ministry he has for the people through the prophetic word as he when he concludes the service this evening.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand again, okay? Hallelujah. Dear Lord, again, we thank and praise you for your wonderful blessings tonight, Lord. We thank you for those that have come to worship tonight and those that, Lord, have been ministered to in the Spirit. We thank you for the ministry, Lord, of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, as we approach your word tonight, we approach it reverently. And Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to rightly divide the word of truth. And Lord, give us an understanding heart and an ear to hear tonight, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Turn tonight to Isaiah chapter 45. And look in chapter 45, verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my what? My sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Let's all read it together now. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker. Ask of me things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Praise the Lord. Notice the titles here, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Praise the Lord. And the Lord. Now, turn to Jeremiah 18. Let's see some of the work of God's hands concerning his sons. Jeremiah chapter 18. How many believe that God is raising up sons of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. Chapter 18, verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down. How many believe we all need to go down tonight? We all need to humble our hearts if we're going to be a son. Amen? Arise and go down, though, to the potter's house. And there I will cause thee, Jeremiah, to hear my words. Praise the Lord. The potter's house. And I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. Praise the Lord. That word wheel means a midwife stool. Something is going to be birthed. Something's going to be born. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. How many know the clay cannot say to the potter, what are you doing, Lord? He's going to make you and I into that vessel that he desires us to be. And most of us in this room, most of us think we know the ministry we had, but really, how many know we really don't yet? But as God begins to work on us, then he begins to mold us and shape us and fashion us into his image or into that ministry that he has for us. And then the word of the Lord came to me saying, now turn to Lamentations chapter 4. Lamentations chapter 4 in the scriptures. And let's look at the work of God's hands here together. Lamentations chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. Verse 2. The precious sons of Zion, Notice that. Comparable to fine gold. How are they esteemed as earthen pitchers? Notice what he says. The work of the hands of the potter. Hallelujah. The precious sons of Zion are the work of the hand of the potter. Turn to Isaiah 49. Isaiah chapter 49 in the scripture. Isaiah 49 verse 14. Isaiah 49, 14. Praise the Lord. Notice the scripture. Hallelujah. But Zion said, just like you and I say sometimes, the Lord hath forsaken me. How many has ever felt God forsook you? How many has ever felt God wasn't with you? When you was going through some hard trials, you couldn't hear God, see God, feel God, and seemed like He was 1,000 miles away, but He was right there, wasn't He? Hallelujah. And notice, He didn't say Jerusalem or Israel here, He said Zion. Zion has said, the Lord hath forsaken me. My Lord hath forgotten me. No, He hadn't. Next verse. Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, God says, yet will I not forget thee. Hallelujah. Some of you tonight are probably going through hard places. Let me tell you, God will not forget you. Amen? God will not forsake you, brethren. Hallelujah. Verse 16, behold, I have graven thee, Zion, upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Zion is the work of God's hands. And Zion is upon the very palms of God Himself. Praise the Lord. Turn to Isaiah 60 now. Isaiah 60. Hallelujah. Verse 21 and 22. Isaiah 60, 21 and 22. Thy people also shall be all righteous. God wants a righteous people. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. How many know that's God's sons? A little one shall become 1,000, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. Hallelujah. God said, they are the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Now go back to Isaiah 45, where we started. Isaiah 45, notice again, thus saith the Lord, verse 11, the Holy One of Israel and His Maker asked me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Now let's look at God's sons just a minute, praise the Lord. And notice He said, you ask of me things to come concerning my sons. And we know that Jesus said the Holy Spirit would be in us and that He would show us things to come. Isn't that right? Amen. Now look in Revelation 4. Turn to Revelation 4. We see John is beginning to see future events here in chapter 4 of Revelation. Sister Blanche read yesterday about the war trumpet and John being wrapped in the Spirit with that trumpet sounding. Praise the Lord. And I believe God is wrapping His people in this hour in His Spirit and His anointing. And I believe there's a people that's going to sound the trumpet. Can you say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. They have a word from God. They have a message from God. They're not running ahead of God, but they're moving and ministering with the Lord. Chapter 4, verse 1. John said, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. That's what our brother prophesied tonight. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me. How many's ever had a trumpet talk to you? Well, how many know that's a word from God? That's a message. Amen? And notice what it says, which said, come up hither, come up higher, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter or in the future. And so John's body was in the Isle of Patmos, but in the Spirit he was caught up there in the Spirit. And he begins to behold the very throne of God. And verse 2, he says, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now, come on down to verse 4. Round about the throne, John said, were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Praise the Lord. Now, these elders are worshipers. Amen? And these elders have God's, the overcomer's clothing upon them. They have crowns upon their head, and they're before the throne of God. They are overcomers. Go back to chapter 3 here just a minute. Revelation. And look with me in chapter 3. Look in verse 1 through 5, I believe it is. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, church, that you have a name, that you live, but he said you're dead. He said, you say you're living, but I say you're dead. I mean, oh, the Lord can see better than we can see. Be watchful. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. We can stop death by prayer, can't we? We can stop death by fasting and beginning to seek the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. We have to do something. Can you say amen? God will deal with you. God will deal with me. But we have to do something. We have to pray. We have to cry out. I told the sisters a while ago, one of these days in our group in Oklahoma, we're going to have an intercessors conference. Hallelujah. I believe we need to talk more about intercessory prayer at this time, don't you? There's not going to be very much accomplished unless we pray. Hallelujah. So he said, be watchful and strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember therefore how you've received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not wake up, if you'll not watch, I will come on thee, church, as a thief. As a thief. That's the element of surprise. He's not talking to the sinners. He's not talking to the world. He's talking to his church. Somebody say amen. Amen. And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee, he says. Praise the Lord. Notice, you'll not know the hour that I'll come upon you, church. I'll surprise you as a thief if you're not watching and you're not alert. Verse 4, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled or soiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in, come on, white, for they are worthy. Hallelujah. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And God said, I'll not blot out his name out of the book of life. God said, I have a few in this church that has not defiled their garments. They have not soiled their garments. They did not have dirty garments on. They had clean white garments on. Praise the Lord. And God said, they are worthy. They are overcomers. And so in chapter 4, we see those 24. They are clothed in white raiment. Glory to God. They are pure. Amen. They're dressed with purity and righteousness. They have the crowns on their head, and they're before the throne of God, and they are worshipers. God is looking for worshipers. And his sons are going to be worshipers. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. They're going to wear the white clothing. They're going to have crowns that God's going to give them. Amen. And they're going to stand before the throne of God. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so we're talking about his sons. Now turn over to Matthew chapter 5 with me. Let's look at the sons here. Matthew chapter 5 in the scripture. I thank God for sonship. I thank God for the kingdom of God that he's bringing forth in the earth. Can you say amen? Matthew chapter 5, we're talking about the Beatitudes. There's a people receiving the kingdom. There's a people releasing the kingdom. And the result is persecution, a clash with light and darkness, usually right in your own home or right in your own neighborhood. You don't have to go too far, do you, when you start talking about the kingdom to get opposition. In chapter 5, notice down in verses, down in verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called, it should be the sons of God. The sons of God are the peacemakers. They're not ones that are tearing churches up. Come on now. They're not one that's out to destroy and hurt God's people. They're out to build, hallelujah, and bring the one that has the peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, to a people. Amen. And they can come into a church or a situation, and they can bring peace, not confusion. That's God's sons that he's raising up. Amen. How many believe the church needs some peacemakers? We see enough tearing down and destruction in the church. And there are times we have to destroy and tear down those things in the carnal mind. And those things that are in us, of course. But we need peacemakers. We need the sons of God to arise in the earth to bring His peace also into the earth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in the Scripture. Praise the Lord. I thought I was going to teach on murmuring tonight, but I didn't make it. I'll tell you, we need a lesson on that, don't we? Chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. But of the times and seasons, brethren, church, you have no need that I write to you. For yourselves know perfectly that something's coming. That the day of the Lord so cometh. How's it coming? As a thief in the night. Again, there is the element of surprise. Hallelujah. And verse 3 says, for when they shall say something, peace and safety. How many believe there's some people in the church are saying that? Huh? The world's saying it, but there are people in the church saying peace and safety. But notice, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. That's what the Bible says. Those that are talking peace and safety. Amen? Now, notice in verse 4, but you, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all, it should be the sons of light and the sons of the day. We are none of the night nor of darkness. Praise the Lord. So God is raising up sons of light and sons of the day. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The light of God is shining in His sons right here. Right in the midst of those who say peace and safety. Right in the midst when destruction is coming. Right in the midst of a people that have the armor on as well. God is saying, hallelujah. His sons are going to be sons of light and sons of the day. Hallelujah. Oh, we need the light of God. Luke 20. Luke chapter 20. Verse 35. But they which shall be accounted worthy. Now that's more than your born again experience, Brother Jack.
Amen.
That is an overcoming round there. We saw that those few in Sardis were worthy. They had overcome. And so God is talking here about a people that's being accounted worthy to obtain that world, that millennium, that kingdom, that age. Hallelujah. There's going to be a people that's going to be worthy of the next age. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Notice that. And the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Brother Pittman addressed that last night. Verse 36. Neither can they die anymore. Hallelujah. For they are equal unto the angels. I mean, oh, with the angels, there's different ranks of angels. Amen? Hallelujah. I mean, oh, in the resurrection, there's different ranks. Every man in his own order, his own rank, his own group, his own battalion, whatever. Glory to God. Notice what it says here now. Hallelujah. They're equal to the angels. I mean, oh, in the resurrection also, the Bible said there's a glory of the sun, there's a glory of the stars and the moon. Amen? There is a different order of light in the resurrection. And so he said, they cannot die anymore, for they're equal to the angels, and all should be the sons of God, being the sons of the resurrection. Hallelujah. God's sons will start the resurrection. Amen? Oh, how many believe He's got a first fruit coming forth? He's got a first fruit company coming forth. He's got His man-child, His sons, His overcomers. Glory to God. That shall be counted worthy to obtain that world, that age, that millennium. Hallelujah. And they'll stand up in resurrection. The Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Christ comes in you. Christ comes in me. And takes us into Him. Praise the Lord. That's that walk in the Spirit. I'm not just talking about those who went by the way of the grave, although that people do die in Christ who die, but I'm talking about a people as well who are walking on the face of the earth. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now turn to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. God said, ask of me concerning my sons and those things to come. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. Galatians 3:26. The Bible said, "For you're all, and it should be, the sons of God by faith in Christ Jesus." But how many know we were not born a son? We were born of a. Amen? We must grow up to be a son. Now, in that seed that's in us, we have the potential of becoming a son, don't we, that's in us? Amen? Next verse. Notice what he says here. "For you're all the children of God." Verse 27. "For as many as you have been baptized," where? "Into Christ, in the Spirit, have put on Christ." So if you're moving in Christ, what are you doing? You're putting Christ on. He's the garment. Amen? It's his righteousness. "There is not a Jew nor Greek. There's not a bond nor free. There's not a male nor female. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So God says, you're all the sons of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Turn to chapter 4, verse 1. "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all." How many know God's not going to turn everything over to babe? God's going to turn it over to his sons. Amen. Those that qualify. Those that are being tested and those that become worthy, God will turn much over to them. Verse 2. "But is under tutors and governors." Who's that? That's the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the shepherds, and evangelists. Amen? Hallelujah. They're under tutors. Notice the word "under." That's submission. "Under tutors and governors until the time appointed of" who? The Father. The Father's got something to say about sonship, doesn't he? Verse 3, "even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world." Notice that. The elements of the world. Peter talks about the elements being consumed and burned up in 2 Peter 3. Well, how many know there's some elements in you and me that we need to get burned up? That's deliverance. And God's fire is going to burn those elements up. Amen? And the Bible said there was a great noise in Peter when those heavens were burned. Well, let me tell you, there'll be a great noise in you and me when we get delivered too. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Verse 4, "When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son," hallelujah, "made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive something." The adoption of sons, hallelujah. Hallelujah. "And because God said, you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Glory to God. "Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. If a son, then an heir of God through Christ." How are you going to become a son? Submit to the fivefold ministry and allow the Spirit of Christ to come in you. Allow the Spirit of the Son to come in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Let that overcomer come in you. Let that Son of God, the Lord Jesus, come in you. And you'll become a son. And you'll become an overcomer. Are you hearing me?
Hallelujah.
And he's going to clean us up. He's going to deliver us. Amen? Hallelujah. Those elements are going to be consumed by the fire of God. Romans 8:19. Romans 8:19. In the Scriptures. Romans 8:19. The Bible says there's so much. This whole chapter's on sonship. I've said this here before, but I'll say it again. And one woman said one time, "Many, I visit Romans 8, but I live there." And so here in Romans 8, verse 19, notice what it says. Well, go back to verse 18. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed," where, brethren? "In us." Christ in you is the hope of glory. Notice that glory shall be revealed in us, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for something, the manifestation of the sons of God. Creation is waiting. It is groaning. It's desiring that these sons arise and bring deliverance. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, brethren, there is a sonship company. Hallelujah. That's arising in the world and in the earth that's going to bring deliverance to all humanity and creation. Glory to God. It will be God's sons. It will be a revelation, a coming, an appearing of these sons throughout the whole world. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need to hear this tonight. Now turn to Proverbs 11 just a second. I want to show you a scripture here. We're going to deal with son. We're still on the subject of sonship. Proverbs chapter 11. And notice what God's Word says. I mean, oh, God wants this balance. Chapter 11, verse 1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. And I imagine a lot of people could put their name in the last part of that, a just weight, because some of them are a little heavy, maybe. Hallelujah. I mean, oh, God's dealing with all of us in our physical. Come on now. But a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Somebody said it this way. If it's all word, you dry up. If it's all spirit, you blow up. But you put them together and you'll grow up. Amen? We need to grow up tonight. We need a balance in God. And God's sons will bring a balance, I believe, in the earth. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now, let's go a little further, and we're going to come right back into sonship. So just stay with me here and turn to Deuteronomy 17, and I want to show you something. We're talking about a balance, and I'm going to lead right into that, so hang on with God's sons. Chapter 17 of Deuteronomy and verse 6. And notice what it said. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. You could not put a man to death by only one witness. It took two or three witnesses for a person to die. Hallelujah. Now turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's look at the New Testament and see what Paul said on this. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1 in the Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1. Notice the Scripture. This is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Hallelujah. I may believe that many people move too quickly sometimes without having that number of witness to testify or to prophesy or whatever to them, and they get ahead of God. Amen? Let me say also, if you have a major decision, you need the Word of the Lord on it, Word of God on it. You need the Holy Spirit upon it, whether it be a prophetic word or whatever. And you need circumstances to work out. And when you got them all three lined up, it's time to go. Hallelujah. Now, turn back to John chapter 8. Let's go and look at another scripture on the two witnesses. John chapter 8. I really wrestled with the Lord in my spirit over this message tonight because I wanted to teach on murmuring. And I had to watch it that I didn't get the murmuring. John John 8, 17 and 18. Notice John 8, 17 and 18. Notice what it says. It is also written in your law, Jesus said, that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. How many witnesses of that? That's true witness, isn't it? Now look in Matthew 26. Matthew 26, verse, I think it's 59 and 60. Matthew 26, 59 and 60. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet they found they none. And at the last came two false witnesses. So to put Jesus to death, there had to be two witnesses. And of course, these were false witnesses. And that goes back to the scriptures, Deuteronomy 17, verse 6. Now, turn with me to Revelation chapter 11. Let's look at a scripture there now concerning these sons. Revelation chapter 11. Now, I've shared some of this before here, but I just want to go into it just a little bit, not too heavy. Chapter 11, verse 1. There was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God. Praise the Lord. The Lamsa translation says, arise and anoint the temple of God. So there is a measurement. There is an anointing. at this particular time to measure God's temple. How many believe there's a people in the earth called the temple of God? Amen. And notice, and the altar, that's the place of sacrifice, the place of worship, and them that worship therein. So, right here we see a people being measured that are worshiping the Lord. And again, I believe that God's sons are true worshipers. Hallelujah. Verse 2, but the court, the outer court, that's without the temple, leave it out, measure not, it's given to the heathen, the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot. How long, brethren? 40 and 2 months, or 3.5 years. Jesus said, if the salt has lost its saltness, it's good for nothing, but to be thrown out and to be trampled underfoot of men. Don't lose your savor. Don't lose your saltiness. Amen. Don't lose that quality of life. Can you say amen? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. How many know salt will make you thirsty? And we need to thirst for Him. Amen? We need to hunger for Him. Now, look in verse 3. I'm just hurrying through this. And I will give power or authority unto my, come on, two witnesses. And they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. That's in a flesh and blood body. That's intercession. That's fasting. And that's those that mourn, those that cry out to God. Here is a people in sackcloth, and they are crying out to God. Now, notice, as the holy city is being trampled down 42 months, these prophets are also prophesying at that time, 42 months. Hallelujah. And they're clothed with sackcloth. Verse 4, these are the two olive trees, the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man hurt them, look at this, if any man hurt them, which means there will be those that will seek to hurt them, or we would even say kill them at this time. If any man hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth. How many know that's the anointed word of God? That is the fire of God that's going to come out of their mouth. Amen? Now notice, and devour their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. The way he sought to hurt them, God said he'd be killed in that manner. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Now, notice in verse 5 what it says. It says there was fire proceeding out of their mouth, Jack. Notice, singular. Mouth. One mouth. Are you hearing me? One mouth. One voice. One trumpet. One message. One sound. I may believe we need to be one tonight. And these sons of God will be one. They'll speak the same thing. Hallelujah. They'll have one mouth. Look in chapter 14, verse 5. Chapter 14, verse 5. Notice what it says, and look back, well, go back to verse 4. We're dealing with the 144,000. And these are they which were not defiled with women, or the harlot church, the Jezebel system. I may believe that God is going to bring Jezebel down. He is bringing her down. He shall bring her down. And He is raising up the Elijah ministry. Amen? Hallelujah. There's only one can deal with Jezebel. And that's Elijah and Elisha and those that were back there. Praise the Lord. Jehu and some of those others. Amen? Glory to God. Jehu's the one that drove that chariot, you know, so fast. Now, here in chapter 14, God said they're not defiled with women, for they are virgins. They are pure ones. They are wise virgins, not foolish. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever that He goeth. That Lamb went to a cross first, didn't He? Hallelujah. And then He went into the Holy of Holies. I mean, if you're going to go into the Holy of Holies, you're going to have a cross in your life. Amen? Amen? You're going to go to the cross. Now notice what it says. These were redeemed from among men, being, and that word from means away from men. Hallelujah. God's taking us out of the carnal realm. Come on. And moving us into the Spirit if we're moving in God. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Hallelujah. They're God's first fruits. Now turn over just a second to 2 Kings 4. Let's turn there. I think I've given that scripture here before, but that's all right. 2 Kings 4. Let's look at something on first fruits here a minute. Again, we said last night, it's time to get off the milk, throw the bottle away, jump out of the baby bed, and let's run down towards Jesus. Amen? 2 Kings 4:42. 2 Kings 4:42. And there came a man from Baal-Sheol Ashai. And notice, it's a man. God's raising a corporate man up today. And brought the man of God bread of the first fruits. 20 loaves of barley. You see, the first fruits represents the barley harvest. The general harvest represents the wheat harvest. And when the barley harvest, the first fruits was taken and weighed before the priest, that was a sign that the general harvest or the wheat harvest would come in. And so right here, it said that there were first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and notice, full ears of corn. I mean, oh, there's the blade. Come on. There's the ear. And there's the full ear. It's 30, 60, 100. And he said, full ears of corn, where? In the husk, which means it's hidden. You've got to uncover it. Amen? And he said, give to the people. Give to the people that they may eat. Hallelujah. Time to feed the people of God. Amen? And they'll eat. God said, you feed them, they'll eat. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to 2 Samuel just a minute. Oh, hallelujah. God's taking a person to his table here. 2 Samuel chapter 9, I believe it is. How many know that there's a man here named Mephibosheth? And he got in on the benefits of a covenant with David and Jonathan. Oh, you know what his name means? His name means a shameful thing. A shameful thing. He fell before the king. He said, I'm just a dog. Hallelujah. That's what we were, too, before we come to God. Amen? And here in chapter 9, there's a man. David finds out there was a relative of Jonathan's left. Jonathan, of course, was killed with Saul. Because he wouldn't break with the house of Saul, he died with Saul. And so there is a relative left. He is his son, Jonathan's son. And we know he's the one that the nurse was running with. She fell and dropped him and broke his legs, or broke his feet, or both of them. It crippled him. How many know a woman's attacked the church? How many know there's a lot of people been crippled by the church? They've been dropped by the church. Come on now. And so right here, there's a man in this story named Ziba in verse 2. Ziba's a type of the Holy Ghost. And David sends Ziba after Mephibosheth. And so he comes and finds him, and he's lame on his feet here. And I want you to notice, he didn't bring him some crutches to just hobble back into where David's going to be. Praise God, he went and fetched him and took him up and carried him to the king's table. Hallelujah. God took us up. Amen. Where we were. Amen. We were cripples. And God reached out and he carried us to the table. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Verse 1 says, and David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And that word kindness is grace or favor or loving kindness. That's what David gave towards Jonathan's son. And then we see Ziba coming, taking him. And verse 4 tells us that he was from a place called Lodibar. Anybody ever been there? That was on the other side of Jordan. And Lodibar is a place of no pasture, no word. A lot of people dwelling in Lodibar tonight. No pasture. I don't mean P-A-S-T-O-R. P-A-S-T-U-R-E. No pasture and no word. Well, there's a lot of them don't have leaders either, Jack. A lot of people don't have shepherds. We need some godly shepherds in the land again. Amen? We need some godly shepherds. Amen. That are sold out to God, that love God's people. That will not rip God's people off and will not hurt the sheep, but will love the sheep and teach the sheep. Now, he was from Lodibar. Now, you'll notice verse 6 that it says here, now Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come to David. He fell on his face, hallelujah, and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. And David said to him, fear not. For I will surely, notice that word, fear not. There's no rebuke, there's no condemnation. Be at ease, it's assurance of grace given to you. When he said that. And I want to tell you, brethren, God's telling us, don't fear. Amen? Because I'm going to bring you to my table. Hallelujah. You're going to inherit my inheritance. And David said, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And God in this hour is bringing forth a restoration in the church. Can you say amen? And God is reaching out again by the Holy Ghost to those cripples, praise God, who think they're a dead dog. And he's saying, fear not, I'm going to bring you to my table. You're going to eat. Hallelujah. Then down in verse 13, notice, so Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. Praise God. But he didn't hobble in on a pair of crutches. God's not going to give you a pair of crutches just to hobble in. Hallelujah. He's coming after you. Amen. He's coming after you. Amen. And going to carry you. It's not going to be your effort or my effort. It's going to be by his Spirit and by his grace. He's going to set us at his table. He just requires that you hunger and thirst for him. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there's always been those two witnesses. There was Adam and Eve. There was Elijah and Elisha. There was Moses and Aaron. There was, of course, the Father and the Son. There was Joshua. There was Joshua and Caleb. There was Abraham and Sarah. There was the Holy Spirit and the apostles, especially in the early church. And in this end time, it is Christ and his body. Can you say amen? It is Christ and his body. Now, let's go back just a minute to Revelation 14, where we were a while ago. We said in chapter 11, out of their mouth proceeded the fire of God. And so here in chapter 14, verse 5, it says, and in their mouth, singular, 144,000. Notice again, one mouth, one voice, one trumpet, one message, one sound. And out of their mouth, singular, was found no guile, no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Now turn to Romans 15. Romans 15. We'll not hold you too long tonight. Romans 15, verse 6. Only till I get through. Romans 15, verse 6. Notice what Paul said. That you may with one mind and with one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. One mind and one mouth. Listen, brethren, we need his mind tonight, don't we? Those 144,000 had been sealed in their forehead. They had the mind of Christ, and because of that, they had the mouth of Christ. They spoke what God said, speak. Amen? And here Paul said, be of one mind and one mouth and glorify God. Glory to God. Now turn to Revelation 9. Let's look at something a little different here. Revelation. This is war. This is one of the woes. There are three woes here in Revelation. And one of the woes is coming forth in chapter 9, verse 17. Chapter 9 and verse 17. Notice it says, well, let's go back to verse 16. And the number of the army, the horsemen, were 200,000. That's 200 million. And you know, there's four angels bound in the river Euphrates. And they're going to be let loose and lead this army. Be 50 million soldiers of peace, evidently. And then in verse 17, thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. Now look at this. And out of their what? Mouths, plural, issued fire, smoke, and brimstone. And by these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone that issued out of their mouths. Now turn to Titus chapter 1. Titus 1:11. Titus chapter 1 and we'll go back to verse 10. Titus 1:10 and 11. For there are many unruly and vain talkers. I mean, we could say in the church too. And deceivers, but notice, especially they of the circumcision, that was the Jews, verse 11, whose mouths, plural, must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things
which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. They were just in it for the money. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, turn to Psalms 92 a minute. We're talking about God's sons tonight. We haven't left our subject at all. Psalms 92. And I want to look at verses, let's see here. Verses 12. Praise the Lord. Verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The cedar is the roots that went deep, and the tree was tall, and it had a good smell, good aroma. God wants you to go deep, brethren. He wants you to grow, and he wants a good smell out of you and I. Can you say amen? Turn over just a second. Well, let's go over to Hosea with that in mind. Hosea 14. And let's look at a couple more scriptures here. And I want to show you the enemy's purpose is to destroy the cedars if he can. But let's go to some positive things first. Hosea chapter 14. I can't even find it. Hallelujah. There it is. Hosea 14. Now notice. Look in verse 5. The Lord said, I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as a lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Those cedars grew there in Lebanon. And God said, I'm going to be as the dew unto Israel. How many know the dew refreshes the earth? You can't hear it fall. It doesn't fall in the storm. It comes in the middle of the night. In the darkest hour, the dew does come. Amen? It falls profusely over the earth. And it comes as the earth begins to cool down. I mean, dew's the type of the Holy Ghost. We need the dew tonight, don't we? And I want to tell you, when the dew came, then the manna came in the Old Testament. When the Holy Ghost falls, how many know you're going to have some manna? Amen. Hallelujah. And so right here, God said, I want you to be as the roots of Lebanon. Then in verse 6, his branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell, notice, also as Lebanon. That's discernment. Then in verse 7, the last part of verse 7, it said, he shall grow as the vine, the scent thereof shall be as the wine or the joy of Lebanon. So there is the depths of Lebanon. There is the discernment of Lebanon. And there is the joy of Lebanon. And I believe God's cedars, God's people that's going deep and that's going high and have a good smell. I believe, brethren, that they have discernment. They have the joy of the Lord. Can you say amen? Now turn to Psalms 104. 104. And verse 16. About three more scriptures here. Psalms 104, 6, 15 and 16. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine. You don't have to tell whether a person has joy. All you have to do is look at their face. Amen? I mean, when you look at that face, you can tell whether they got it or they don't have it. Notice now, oil on the make the face to shine, and bread, which will strengthen man's heart. The wine in the heart, oil on the face, bread in the heart. That wine is the joy, that oil is the Holy Ghost, and that bread is the Word of God. Verse 16, the trees of the Lord are full of sap. That's life. Remember what we said, not sap suckers. They're full of life. They're full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted. How many want to be planted by God? There are many that are not planted by God, but you can only bloom where you're planted. Come on, say amen. Yeah. Now, look at Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Two more scriptures here. 2 Chronicles in the scripture. Chapter 2, I believe. 2 Chronicles 2, I believe it is. Oh, hallelujah. Look in verse 3. 2 Chronicles 2, verse 3. And Solomon went to Hiram, the king of Tyre, saying, as thou did deal with David my father, and did send him cedars to build him a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. So there were big cedars put in this temple of God that was built, Solomon's temple. Then in verse 5, the house which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods. Verse 6, who's able to build him a house, seeing the heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain him. Verse 7, send me now therefore a man. And again, God's raising up a man, isn't he? Send me a man, notice, cunning to work in what? That's God's divine nature to us if you bring it over in the Spirit. Now, that was natural gold. All this is natural stuff here. Gold is God's nature. And silver, that's his redemption. And brass, that's his judgment. Iron is strength. Purple is royalty. And crimson's the blood. And blue, that's those who, that's the heavenlies. Hallelujah. And they can, notice, they can scale to grave with the cunning men and so forth. Verse 8, send me also cedar trees and fir trees out of Lebanon. Out of Lebanon. Praise the Lord. Now, the last scripture I want to give you is over in Judges chapter 9. And I remember one time Jack read this scripture, and I loved it. Judges 9. We're talking about divine order and divine placement right here. God wants us in order. He wants us to place. He wants to place us. Judges 9. Praise the Lord. I got so many papers, I can't do anything. Judges 9. Now notice, look in verse 8. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree. What do you get out of the olive tree? Olive oil, type the Holy Ghost. They said to the olive tree, reign thou over us. You tell that some people, how many know they'd take you up on it? But the olive tree said to them, should I leave my fatness, that's the anointing, wherewith by me they honor God and man and go to be promoted over the trees? No thanks, I'll stay where I'm at. And the tree said to the fig tree, come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said to them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees to the vine, come thou and reign over us. And the vine said to them, should I leave my wine, that's that joy, which cheereth God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? No. But look in verse 4, there's 14, there's a change here. Then said all the trees to the bramble, that's that one that's obnoxious, that's that one that goes every direction. I may believe there's some Christians go every direction. Come thou and reign over us. And the bramble said to the trees, if in truth you anoint me to be king over you, then come and put your trust in my darkness, my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble. You're talking about, this is not the old order. This is what the old order does, brethren. Look at this. Let fire come out of the bramble and devour, that's the nature of Satan, the cedars of Lebanon. That nature of this bramble wants to cut down God's cedars, God's sons. Are you hearing me? Let me say it this way. There are those who want to dominate you. They want to denominate you. They want to isolate you. And they want to indoctrinate you. And they'll do it if you let them. But God has a divine order, a divine placement. Let's get in it. Let's know our place and function. Amen. And grow up and be a cedar. Can you say amen? So God said, ask ye about my sons and the work of my hands. And so in this hour, God, by his hands, is raising up a great company of sons. And I believe they're in the earth today. Praise the Lord. And they're coming forth. Let's stand. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's raise our hands and praise him tonight. Can we do it? We bless you, my God. We bless you tonight, Lord. We worship you. We thank you for those sons, Lord. We thank you for those cedars, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, my God. We praise you, my God. Raise them up, mighty God. Strengthen them and equip them tonight. Let your power and your anointing, oh God, come forth within them tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for them. They're coming forth in your likeness, Lord, and in your image, Lord, your very express image, Lord. And we thank you for them. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Blessed be your name. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Amen. Amen. Bill, I want you and your wife to come out. I want to pray for you tonight. You and your wife there, Brother Bill Sterling. Come on up. Praise the Lord. Reach your hands out as they come up tonight. The Lord may have a word for her. Praise the Lord. Let's just reach your hands out to them as they come up tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Korabandarabasi tarabahandarabakaya. Hayandorobo korababasandarabahaya. Stand thou firm in the Spirit, saith the Lord. For surely the winds have come and they have buffeted thee. But I, the Lord God, shall give you a hearing ear in this hour. And I shall also be with thee in this hour as you go out and as you come in. For I will look upon thy walk life. And the Lord would say, walk thou before me and be thou perfect. For I, the Lord, do touch thy steps in this hour. And I cause you to hear a new word, a fresh word, a word that's anointed from God. So know that in this hour, those things that have troubled me shall vanish away. Yea, lay down thy life one for another, saith the Lord. And thou shalt mark my word, and thou shalt hear a fresh word from God. For truly the Lord does raise thee up. He does make thee one. He does make thee one flesh in him. So be not discouraged and be not disheartened, but know that the work I've started I shall fulfill, and I shall finish as you submit to me, and as you look up unto me, saith the Lord. For I, the Lord thy God, do help thee, and I do encourage thee, and every need shall be met, saith the Lord. And those that would stand against thee, know that the Lord shall deal with them. And I, the Lord, shall surprise thee, and I shall cause good gifts and good things to come to thee, if thou shalt walk humbly before me and obedient before me, saith the Lord. So fret not any longer. Know that the Lord has heard your cry. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Come on. Come on, brother. Yes, come on up. Praise the Lord. Reach your hands out to them as they come up tonight. Praise the Lord. Ah, yes, the doors have been closed behind thee, saith the Lord. And I shut them. Man did not do it. I did it, saith the Lord. But I open up a new door before thee, a new avenue, saith the Lord. And thou shalt walk through the new door and this avenue that I've prepared for thee. And there shall be joy within thee and concerning those round about thee that shall partake of it. For I, the Lord, shall establish a new thing, and I shall do a new work with and through thee, saith the Lord. And I shall give you sharp hearing in this hour, and I'll anoint your eyes with eyes, salve, that you may see, saith the Lord. For surely I've seen your heart, and I put understanding within thee. And I, the Lord, shall establish a new way, a new work, a new walk, and thou shalt be pleased, for you shall know it is me, saith the Lord. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want the lady that Brother Jack ministered to in the pink. Would you come up here, ma'am? Come right on up here tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Reach your hands out to her as she comes up. Will you do that? Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord has seen the turmoil and the struggle and the heartaches. But I, the Lord, do heal thy heart. I do heal thy inner being this night. For surely the Lord would say, thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk you in it. When you turn to the left and when you turn to the right, saith the Lord. But I, the Lord, shall establish thy going out and thy coming in, and thy feet shall run swiftly in this hour as I direct thee. And truly the Lord shall put a new word within thy heart. There shall be a word of fire. There shall be a burden from the Lord that shall overtake thee and outrun thee, and it shall lead thee and show thee the way. So submit to thy God and know that he's heard your cry. He's seen the affliction, and he shall erase the trouble and the turmoil that's come. For I, the Lord, have spoken it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we loose this woman in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a good praise. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want the lady in the blue. The lady in the blue. Yes, ma'am. Come up, please. Praise the Lord. Reach your hands out as she comes up. Reach your hands out to her in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, amen, Lord. That's right. Yes, the Lord has seen your struggles and your heartaches. But the Lord said you are his mouthpiece. You are his trumpet that he shall use in this hour. Yea, thou shalt hear the voice of the Lord. Thou shalt mark his word and know that it's from him. For surely the pathway that you have been going shall be changed. There shall be a new avenue, a new pathway, saith the Lord. And thou shalt go my way, saith the Lord. Thou shalt no longer go thy way, but thou shalt go the way that I have ordained for thee, saith the Lord. For surely the Lord's voice has come to thee. Yea, his spirit has ministered life to your heart. Rejoice and know that thou shalt hear, and thou shalt truly obey me, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Ah, yes. Yes, Sister Blanche. I want Sister Blanche to come. Praise the Lord. Hayabasahata. Oh, reach your hands out to Sister Blanche. Ah, yes, the Lord has seen thy heart, and the Lord has seen the giving out, saith the Lord. And know that in this hour now I shall refresh thee, and I shall pour in the oil and the wine, saith the Lord. For the enemy has come against thy body to buffet thee. But I, the Lord thy God, shall bring healing and health and strength, saith the Lord. Yea, I, the Lord thy God, am your strong tower, that you can run to in the hour of storm. The storms have buffeted, and the storms have come and gone. But I, the Lord thy God, would say, thou shalt take on more of my glory, saith the Lord. For I shall visit thee in this hour, in the night time upon thy bed. There shall be a visitation from the Almighty, saith the Lord. Thou shalt know that I have spoken this night. For I, the Lord, do not play games. I, the Lord, do not play games with thee. I, the Lord, would say again unto thee that I love thee. Thou art my lovely song that I've raised up for this hour. And truly I shall speak through thee, saith the Lord. And I shall put my mind within thee. And thou shalt hear the word of the Lord. And it shall be a pure word as Samuel of old. And I shall not let thy words fall to the ground, saith the Lord. For I've spoken it, and it shall be, saith the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless your Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let's praise the Lord. Amen. Bless your Lord. Reach your hands out to her. Reach your hands out to her. Bless your Lord. Fill her up tonight. Fill her up tonight, Lord. Fill her up tonight, Holy Ghost. Fill her up, Holy Ghost. Touch her eyes tonight. Touch her physical eyes tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Minister life to her, God. In Jesus' name. Let's praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 The Lord shall refresh in thee, my son. And the Lord shall bring energy and strife into thy being this night, saith the Lord. For the Lord has spoken. I put the belt and the girdle of truth within thee and upon thee, saith the Lord. And I put the helmet of salvation upon thy head. And truly I've shod thy feet with the preparation of the gospel. And truly I put the shield of faith within thee. And yea, no weapon formed against thee can prosper, saith the Lord. For I have spoken this night, saith the Lord. And thou shalt speak to thine enemy, and he shall flee, saith the Lord. For this night the Lord does revive thee. The Lord has strengthened thee. The Lord is pouring his strength in thee, saith the Lord. So receive it, saith the Lord thy God. Lord, pour to him in Jesus' name. Fill him up, Lord. Pour energy into him. Pour energy into him. Let the energy of God, let that energy come into him tonight. In the name of Jesus, refresh him, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Praise the Lord. Linda, Sister Linda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to Sister Linda tonight. Oh, Rabba-ba-sa-ta-ta-ra-ba-kaya. The Lord is going to move upon thee, Linda, in this hour, and you're going to prophesy more than you prophesied before. You're going to speak the word of the Lord to many in this hour, saith the Lord. For I'm going to put a new word within thee, a fresh word and a fresh visitation, saith the Lord thy God. And thou shalt prophesy, and as you prophesy, thou shalt see many things. And thou shalt see in the Spirit, and you'll behold things. Those things you say, you'll see them by the eye of the Spirit. So rejoice and know that a refreshing and the word of the Lord is coming within thee in a stronger way. Yea, saith the Lord, and thou shalt know in that hour and in that time that is from me. And others shall rejoice, and they shall give me praise because of it. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let's give Jesus a big hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.